Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Kalam and Beis. We're looking at Siman Lamed Gimel, which deals with the halachas of Tachanun. Tachanun actually only gets one Siman in the Klal. He goes to a few points about Tachanun. Let's just clarify a few points before we actually see the language of the Chayyadim. Tachanun is referred to here by the Chayyadim as the Filas HaPayim. So there are really two elements about Tachanun. There's the act of the tchina, the bakasha that we're making. We're being mischani to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tefillah that we're going to say. In that sense, it's referred to as Tachanun. That's the first point. The second point is that it's an act of the Tefillas Apayim. The Tefillas Apayim, the Gemara talks about this in conjunction with the act of Tachanun. After they were finished Menesre, they would do an act of Nefilas HaPayim. And historically, Shulchan Aruch Rav and others point out that they would actually bow down onto the ground. Now, there's an issue in the Torah of Eben Maskis, of putting a stone floor down to bow down on it. In a Raisa, it's only us of a person directly on the floor. He can wear, his clothing is not considered a hefsek. He's directly on the floor with his face down to the ground, and he spreads out his yadayim reglayim. So the Torah refers to that as hishtach avoya, and the Torah says this Eben Maskis is to do hishtach avoya. Mirabonin, it's also even without pishat yadayim reglayim. Anytime a person is lying down on the ground, face down, even though he's not doing Pishat Yadayim Reglayim, it's going to be an Issa D'Oraisa. Therefore, the Gemara says that the only way you can do this after the Tefillas HaPayim, it should not be Osir, is by one would turn themselves onto their side a little bit, their face onto the side. It seems in some, at least some sources, the whole body would be inclined to the side a little bit. So that's not even also Rabbanan Mikra Din, because even though he's on the ground, he's not face down onto the ground. So this is the Raisas when he's on the face down on the ground and doing Pishat Yadayim Reglayim, his hands and his legs are spread out. Mirabbanan, it's also even without Pishat Yadayim Reglayim, but only he's face down on the ground. And that's why the more talked about doing an act of being matzli, which it means to be inclined on the side during Tachanun. The different Gemara then says that a person should only do this process if he's butuach, he's going to be answered. Otherwise, there's an element of here after the person, there's something wrong with him. And that's why we don't even go down to the ground. We just bow forwards. We do the Tefillas HaPayim by bowing forward. Once you're on the ground, Mikra Din, the person could face directly down. There's no need to be inclined on the side. And the other solution for the problem of being on the ground would be the person would cover one's face, Kisi HaPanim. So Mikra Din, we do not need to do Kisi HaPanim either. For sure, we do not need to do both. Once we're in the air, there's no need to be inclined to the side and do kisei upon him. But even so, the Magen Rambam says we're going to be machmer while the person is not sitting down, he's not on the ground, or even we'll see if even he's standing up. We're still going to do the act of being matzah to the side, number one, and kisei upon him, number two. So we need to do. We're going to be doing three things when we do the Tefillas HaPayim. So far, we're going to be inclined forwards. So that's, we're being noifel. So a person would sit back in his seat and bring the kisei upon him, whatever he's covering himself with, his arm or with a baguette, up to his face. You would not fulfill the idea of the Tefillas HaPayim, leaning forward. Number one. Number two, he's going to incline his head to the side. And number three, he should be mechasa his face, which we do with our arm. So that is the Nefilas HaPayim element of Tachanun. than the actual bakasha, which we say is called tachanun. So that's the introduction to the halachas of tachanun and the Hilchos Apayim. Beis Hashem, we will continue in the following shir. Have a good day.